Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I put this poll up earlier today, this morning, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that obviously it can never happen in real life, but I do think it is a, you know, when people can pretend that it could happen, it reveals a lot about how people feel about certain things in town, whether it's about a certain player, whether it's about a certain sport, whether it's about what titles mean in certain sports in this city. And the question I had for Twitter was this, and I put a poll up for it. There are almost 2,000 people who've voted in the poll. In Houston, in a world where you could make intersport trades, would you do this deal? Deshaun Watson and Clint Capela to Cleveland for LeBron James and Baker Mayfield. So you're trading away your future franchise quarterback, who we've waited so long to get, but you are getting back the number one overall pick in this past draft, Baker Mayfield, and you're getting a guy who makes you the odds-on favorite to win a championship within the next calendar year. But
Ted, you voted, right?
I did. I just voted.
But you are giving up Deshaun Watson, and you're giving up the only piece that's a young piece, a young future piece of your basketball team as well. So where do you guys fall on this? Would you do this deal as a Houstonian? Deshaun Watson and Clint Capela for LeBron James and Baker Mayfield. Who wants to go first?
I'll go. This was a very good poll question because it had me thinking for like 5 or 6 seconds. And my head hurts after that amount of thinking, right? And then it just kind of hit me. Like, Deshaun Watson is got me. I'm wrapped up in his vortex. Like, I'm all in.
He had you at hello.
He had me at hello, man. He did. And I am so on board with Deshaun Watson that I'm kind of like, you know, I'm good. Baker Mayfield, unknown commodity.
For sure.
We think he can be great. I don't know. You know, does that game transition in the college game to the NFL? We'll see. We know what we got with Deshaun Watson. At least he's coming off a knee injury. I'm not as worried about it maybe than some. I feel like I feel like he gives this team the best chance to win the whole thing, Deshaun Watson. And to me, that supersedes an NBA championship. Being a football guy and whatever, I think that would, to me, I wouldn't make that deal because Deshaun Watson, I believe in him. And I'm a big fan of what Clint Capela can bring to this team, too.
Well, Deshaun Watson, you're right, gets the Texans a lot closer to the Super Bowl than they would be without him. But I also think LeBron James almost guarantees a championship. You get LeBron James and team him up with Chris Paul and James Harden in whatever configuration you've got around those guys. I think that's potentially enough or has a much greater likelihood of taking down the Warriors and winning a championship than even as good as Deshaun Watson can be over a healthy full season. Ultimately, though, Ted, I'm with you. It's a combination of it's football and we live in Houston versus basketball and the fact that Baker Mayfield has not stepped on the field in the NFL yet. So for me, and I guessed during the break that most of the responders so far to this poll are probably voting for holding on to Deshaun Watson and Clint Capela.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best choice.
77% of them say they wouldn't do the deal. I'll be honest with you, I was a little surprised that it was that big a disparity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because getting LeBron is, of all the people that are, the four people that are in this scenario I put out there, the one that gets you the closest probability-wise to winning a championship, it's not even close, is LeBron James. And not only that, he gets you immediate gratification, too. It's not a championship you got to wait 3 or 4 years for. You become a title contender the second he slips on that uniform. I think two things about this. I heard the Mad Radio guys kicking this around on their show earlier today, and I thought Paul brought up a pretty good way to kind of look at this thing. He says, in a way, it's all about what you think about Baker Mayfield. If you think that Baker Mayfield is going to be worthy of the number one pick in the draft, then I know we're all emotionally attached to Deshaun Watson, but if you think Baker Mayfield can be a franchise quarterback, you do that deal because now all of a sudden you've got two teams that have a chance to win a championship. If you're not sure about Baker Mayfield, then it only emboldens your wanting to hold on to Deshaun Watson. Ultimately, I am with you guys. And here's the other facet of what I wanted to say is that I don't feel like I can criticize Kevin Durant for going the way he went to win championships and then vote for having LeBron James come here to get a quickie NBA championship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can't sit here and be somebody who on the air says, boy, I really admire the grind. You know what? That's what I disrespect about Kevin Durant as he chose the easy way out. I really admire these guys that had to go through some adversity to get there. I can't really say that and then choose the LeBron James scenario because it would be, to me, it'd be a little hypocritical to do that. I also think, and I think you guys agree with this, not all championships are created equal, and that a Super Bowl championship in a football city like Houston, I think people would take a lesser probability of that than a higher probability of winning an NBA title.
Yeah, and the city's already won an NBA championship, you know,
two of them.
Yeah. So it's kind of one of those deals where, they've never won the Super Bowl. You know, the Oilers and the Texans, and so there's a fervor for just to win one, like just to get your first one. I remember telling Bob McNair this one time. This is years ago. I said, Mr. McNair, I've been part of three championship teams in Boston, but my time in Houston, growing up here and then moving back here and living here in the last 6 years, I feel like a championship here would make those kind of how it felt for me, like a pimple on the butt, if you will, because I think it would be so big to have win a Super Bowl here. I think it would be bigger than what I felt up there
the
winning.
The biggest thing in the history of the sports in the city.
It would be. This town would go crazy.
No disrespect to the Rockets, but you know, and we talk about other cities that have gotten that payoff in recent years. Well, the Cleveland Indians had a long drought. The Boston Red Sox had a long drought. This would be unprecedented in Houston. And the other part of that, and I think you touched on it, Sean, is, look, the most precious commodity in all of pro sports is the NFL franchise quarterback. I don't think there's really an argument that there's another position in pro sports more important than having a franchise quarterback. Take that along with the fact that we've had a few good ones in this city. Three Hall of Famers, if you want to throw in Jim Kelly with the Houston Gamblers, in Warren Moon and George Blanda. And Dan Pastorini was at a very high level at the peak of his career. But in 6.5 games last year, and I think most people listening would agree with what I'm about to say, Deshaun Watson looked clearly like the greatest pro quarterback in the history of this city. He just did.
Yes, in those six games. In those six games.
Right,
yes.
And I'm not. And maybe he doesn't live up to that potential or that characterization of him.
Yep.
But we are so starved in this city for a savior quarterback to deliver us.
Yeah.
They have one.
All right.
Don't trade him.
I'm about to blow your minds, okay? I'm going to change this trade up a little bit. I'm anxious to see what you guys say.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, but remember, the only thing, Baker Mayfield, as great as a college quarterback as he was, I have yet to hear Lincoln Riley say anything about Baker Mayfield that Dabo Sweeney said about Deshaun Watson. I mean, he basically said, this kid's going to win you Super Bowls, but he said he's going to transform how people think about the Texans and their team because of the way he can change a culture. I've never heard that about Baker Mayfield.
I think they,
Deshaun Watson coming here. Yeah. Just not only can he do what he does on the field, he can make people want to come play with him and just transform a city.
Yeah, I'm not saying Baker's Deshaun. I'm not saying Baker's Deshaun. I do think they feel that way about him though up at OU. Lincoln. I don't even know what Lincoln Riley sounds like when he talks. You know what I mean? Like Dabo Sweeney is a guy who's out there. But the OU people that we both know some mutual OU people and we know some of the folks up there, I think they feel really strongly about what he's meant to that program over the last few years. I would never put him on the plane with Deshaun, but I think OU people, I think would, people would.
All right, blow our minds.
All right. I'm going to change this trade up a little bit. Would you do the deal still for LeBron James? Well, you might not need Baker Mayfield because I'm not trading Deshaun Watson in this scenario. Let's just make it just for LeBron James.
Clint for LeBron?
No. Would you trade J.J. Watt and Clint Capella for LeBron James?
Now it just got a little more interesting.
Interesting. No. And I'm getting soft, man. When I was more of a man's man, I would have said, yeah, absolutely. It's all about winning. I don't care. I want to win. You know, we haven't seen J.J. Watt play up to his usual self for almost 3 years now.
But you've also said he's the greatest defensive player
you've ever seen. But he's the greatest defensive player I've ever seen. Yeah. And that, to me, that qualifies him to stay with this one team forever and a day if he wants
to. Well, we have no idea what he is now. And even if he is still elite defensive player, I'm going to tell you who would make that trade. Bill Belichick would make that trade in a second. And that's why I'm about to say, like, from a purely a sports standpoint, of course you make that trade. You get LeBron James and you keep Deshaun Watson. You get to have your cake and eat it too. J.J. Watt's been defensive player of the year caliber on bad teams, on mediocre teams. It's hard for a defensive end to impact a team and carry them to a Super Bowl.
No doubt.
But I say this even knowing full well that J.J. Watt, with his injuries, may wind up now. He may be a slightly better than average football player when the season starts next year.
Yeah,
you never know. He could be. You're right.
I wouldn't make that trade because for some of the same reasons I said, like I would keep Deshaun as opposed to doing this deal, is that when this city ultimately wins a Super Bowl, I would like to see J.J. Watt be a part of it because he's been such a big part of this city. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is an emotional part of, to me, like I'm not just, well, a ring's a ring and a ring's a ring. Like, I like the stories that go along with the rings, too.
Do we all agree that J.J. Watt is probably the biggest, athlete / celebrity that's ever played in Houston?
He's the most beloved.
That's a better way to put it. He's the most beloved.
He is.
J.J. Watt?
No, go ahead.
You cannot trade. You can't get rid of the most beloved sports figure in the history of your town.
And you guys are probably going to be a little surprised.
Rich hasn't answered the question yet.
You guys are probably going to be a little surprised at what my response is. Because I feel like if you make that trade with a healthy Deshaun Watson and all the other pieces they have on the defensive side besides J.J., you could have your cake and eat it too.
That's what I just said. Absolutely.
LeBron could deliver multiple NBA championships for this city.
But Rich, nobody loves J.J. Watt more on show personally than
do. But even though I'm optimistic he's going to be the player he once was, I'd be an idiot if I didn't acknowledge that it's possible he won't.
But would you do the deal?
Yes.
You would do the deal.
I would do the deal.
Wow.
Because I think it gives you the best chance to have your cake and eat it too.
Of course it does. That just shocks me.
Yeah.
That you're the one who is personally always looking out for J.J. Watt.
Yeah. I'm also
now you're sending him to Cleveland.
I'm also the one who prioritizes championships over everything, regardless of how you attain it.
Look at that. Look at Rich. Look at
championships. That's the only thing that matters.
It's all about rings. Yeah.
It's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing. It's like top 10 songs on an album. That's why Born in the USA is the best Bruce Springsteen album.
And I've been here between 20 in 99 years, so it may not happen in my lifetime. I'd like to see it.
Okay. I like that dose of honesty at the end. I'm only going to get so many more swings at this thing.
Come on. I'm like 83 now.
Update on the poll. This is with Ted Johnson now having weighed in. It is still 77% no and 23% yes. Yep.
But it's a great question. It makes you think have pause there for a while.
I think it makes you think about the guys in the trade. And I think it makes you think about what different titles would mean to the city and what different sports mean to this city as well. I just thought it was a different way to kind of convey that. We'll circle back to it later for those who didn't get to hear it early on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.